الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. نشهد يا رسول الله أنك قد أديت الأمانة وبلغت الرسالة ونصحت الأمة وكشف الله بك الغمة وجاهدت في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاك اليقين، فجزاك الله عنا خير ما جزى نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن رسالته. أما بعد، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, today we're going to continue with Surah Al-Hujurat. After we talked last time about the afat al-lisan, the illness of that tongue, and we talked about يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يسخر قوم من قوم عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم. We don't make a mockery of each other's, whether with the actions, whether the utterance, whatever it is it takes, internally, externally, and we talked about it totally. So what happens to you, the consequences of that, and so on. Today we're going to talk about يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنْ جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَإٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا. O you who believe, O those who believe in me, مَنْ آمَنُوا بِوَحْدَانِيَّتِي بِرُبُوبِيَّتِي. He's talking to those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa jalla kula. Hikmati, the oneness of Allah, the wisdom of Allah, ilmi, knowledge of Allah, and. If you believe in all of that, listen to what he says. He's in mashrut, in ja'akum fasiqun binaba. If a transgressor, fasiq, we said linguistically, fasaqat al-habba anil ghulaf, ay kharajat min al-ghulaf. Linguistically, meaning the seed comes out of the cover, it's called fasiq. But shar'an, kharaja an ta'atillah. Aw kharaja an hududillah. Either or, the scholars say fasiq is the one that comes out of the obedience of Allah or comes out of the boundaries, the hudud, the lines of Allah. So he's already telling you, the one that spreads rumors is fasiq. But he never said reject it. He says fatabayyanu. He didn't say don't take it. He says, be careful, clarify it, cross-reference it. You understand the difference? And the scholar says, this is only with two ways. He says, التحقق من الخبر والتحقق من وجهه. Two things. He says, first of all, you have to verify what he's saying is actually true, or she's saying whatever is true. The second thing is, what did they mean, but what happened? For example, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was walking one night with Safiya radiallahu anha wa ummatu min ajma'in. Two men were walking and they speeded up. They actually rushed because they saw Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with a woman. What did he say? He says, ala rislikuma, slow down. هذه صفية. In case this is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us how to put these rumors to bed. Says these two men saw Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with a woman covered, don't know who she is. So he says, wait. This is Safiya, my wife. You asking us to make sure that this is Yadda Rasulullah, you are the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? He said, you will be destroyed if you say otherwise, if you think. It would spread a rumor. The Prophet Muhammad is walking around with a woman at night. You understand, brothers and sisters? So here you go. Two things you must do if a person, a fasiq, spreads rumors. So who spreads rumors? According to the Quran, is a fasiq. Can you imagine? Congratulations, those who are spreading rumors. Congratulations, my brothers and sisters. You're among the fasiqeen. Isn't that amazing, Shaykh? That's enough. Wallahi, I could close the khutbah now and move on and say, Jazakumullah khair and have a good day. But Prophet Muhammad ﷺ even told us that, tahaqqaq, not just because of that, because you can hear things are happening. You can hear. But did you talk to the other side? Okay, mashallah, if you did, alhamdulillah, may Allah bless you. Jazakallah khair. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blamed one of his prophets, messengers, that he did not hear to the other side. He says, this man took 99 of my sheep. He wanted, yeah, go ahead, man, just, no good. Dhalamak, that's an oppressive act. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blamed one of his prophets because he did not hear the other side, yes? And the stories are endless when it comes to that. So he's telling you, if you hear something, make sure, did it really happen? Number two, why it happened and the truth behind what happened. Did you find the truth of what happened? Okay, it's a question for you. Because I know the other people said, well, nobody came to ask us, but they just decreed a matter. And it's done deal. See, look at this. These people are doing 1, 2, 3, 4. MashaAllah, yani. Yani, your Supreme Court, you didn't heed to the witnesses, the prosecutors, nothing. You become the prosecutor, the judge, the victim, and the plaintiff at the same time. Concoct everything. And you know why? Because there may be some illness of the heart, brothers and sisters. It has to be. Why else would you want to spread rumors to make people feel bad and divide them? Isn't this what happened to Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Even in the battle. Mata Muhammad! Alayhi Sallam. Of course, they didn't say that. But they wanted to spread the rumors that he died. What happened to the Sahaba? They sat down. They dropped their swords. What else? Khalas. Done. Finished. So you see, what are you sitting here for? Says, haven't you heard? Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam died. Says, even if he did, قُمُوا مَمُوتُوا مَعَلَى مَاتَ عَلَيْهِ. Get up and die like he died. That means we don't give up. You understand? First of all, the scholar says, الذم في التصرع عن خبر النشر. That means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually condemning those who spread rumors. Second, those who started is like Abdullah ibn Ubayy ibn Salul. Those who start a rumor, like Abdullah ibn Ubayy ibn Salul, the head of hypocrisy. That means the munafiq. If you have a hidden agenda, you don't like somebody in certain organization or a certain board or a certain group or a certain whatever, you can fill in the blank. Ah, look, they did this to me. It's time for me to nail them now. Kick them when they're down. It's a great chance, man. Let's bring all the dirt from the history and say, you know what? This is the story. Wallahi alladhi la ilaha illa hu. This is the best board I have dealt with. I took an oath by Allah. I'm the member of Rasulullah in the masjid, the house of Allah. But we neglect that they think that they're human. Oh, they're not human. No, no, no. Let's first see if they can dig a target on their back. Fish for faults. And when we ask people to come and help us, no, 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 Sheikh. I can't help you. I have no time, no effort. I got things to do, people to see, places to go. Yeah? But what do you do? I'm a complainer. I have a PhD in complaints. Can you help us, brother? No, no, no. My job is just to complain. Allahu Akbar. And the list of things, wallahi, it makes your heart bleed. And the people that use the card of the race, wallahi, this poor Slavala failed miserably to teach this group, if that's the case. Unless somebody else is not here, may Allah help us, wallahi. For that, I'll take the blame. I apologize for not teaching proper matter of how to handle the fitan and spreading the rumors. That's why we're talking about it today. Understanding that, my brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam even took that with the Sahaba. If you tell me, oh, because he's not from, comes from a certain country, or come from a certain creed, we're trying to clear these people out and get other people from a different country and a different creed. Wallahi, alladhi la ilaha illa hu, you're lying. Because what you said is the exact opposite. If you go back in history, you'll find out we have changed a few people with the exact opposite of what you say. But do you understand every line you say? Wallahi, you haven't. Because what you said was a lie, pure lie. And as Prophet Muhammad says, those who lie, they will cut their own. Yes? You know what? Because you're using your tongue. Cut. You want to do that? Yes, Sheikh? And by the way, brothers, if you're spreading the rumors, you're among the liars. Because Prophet Muhammad said that. كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ كَذِبًا أَنْ يُحَدِّثْ بِكُلِّ مَا سَمِعْ. It is sufficient of you as a liar because you say everything you hear. You don't even know what's right and what's wrong. You don't verify anything. Have you heard? Dude, have you heard? Have you heard the dirt? What? Honey is beautiful now. It tastes good. It sounds good. Feels good. You're the life of the party. Really? We come around and say, oh, mashallah, this guy has the news, man. BBC. He's got all. Don't go on the internet. Social media now, mashallah, spreads rumors faster than anything else. Right? So what do you get? Forward, cut and paste, forward this, group this, spread it. You are among the liars if you spread that. Do you believe it, Shaykh? Who said this? Our Prophet and Messenger, our leader, our teacher, the best of creation, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, follow his footsteps. And if you spread it, anta ahad al-kadhibayn, you are among the two liars. Okay. After Jalsa Saraha, we'll give you the homework. I'm sure we'll come out of this with the positive, inshaAllah. Like Hajjat al-Ifk, which we'll start with. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to mend our hearts, clean our hearts from the illnesses and diseases of the tongue, unite our goals and means, and be one as La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, no matter what, under the banner of Islam. أقول ما تسمعون استغفر الله واستغفروه فيا رب. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد أما بعد. The time of the hadith of Ifk, the great lie, where Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam received some news that hurt him so much. And this started again by Abdullah ibn Ubayy ibn Sulul. He did not actually say it literally. He hinted to it, alluded to it. So who are the hypocrites that take it up, add fuel to the fire? Hey, it's party time. Let's take him out of the punch bag. Oh, you did this. Remember, 1919, you did this. In 1920, you did this. And they started going back to the history of all of that stuff. Prophet Muhammad says, مَا بَالِ أَقْوَامٍ يَقُولُونَ كَذَا وَكَذَا. Why do people say this and this? يَأْذُونَنِي فِي أَهْلِي. They're harming me in my family. وَاللَّهِ مَا عَلِمْتُ عَنْهُمْ إِلَّا خَيْرًا. I only know what's good about them. As a matter of fact, not only his wife, the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu and the daughter of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, they started spreading rumors about her. Isn't that amazing, Shaykh? So we're not immune. But Prophet Muhammad sallallahu says, لَا يُحَدِّثْنِي أَحَدْ عَلَى أَحَدْ مِنْ أَصْحَابِي إِنِّي أُرِيدُ أَنْ أُقَبِلُهُمْ بِصَدْرِ الرَّحِمِ. He says, if you have anything to say about anybody else, don't tell me. I don't want to know. Why? Because I want to meet them with open arms, open heart, open smile. So, hey man, you know what? Sheikh, you get on this pulpit and the people look at you and smile and they hug you, but behind your back, like, you know that movie? Oh, I don't watch movies, mashallah. Ayyam al Jahiliya, let's put it this way. You understand, Sheikh? So, Prophet Muhammad says, none of you will come to me and tell me about any one of you what they said or what they did. I don't want to hear it because I want to meet them. I meet you, I go already. You know, I'm smiling, you know the corporate smile? But I know you, what you said to me. Really? Come here. Yeah, I'm going to squeeze you a little harder this time. It's not, wallahi, I'm not doing the Heimlich. I'm CPR on you. I just hate you a little too much. You know, squeeze it. Prophet says, don't do that. Don't tell me about anybody. Can you guys practice Islam? Can this Muslim of Allah, first of all, wallahi, can we practice Islam? Can we just be Muslims? Can we walk the talk? Speaking of that, alhamdulillah, we need more volunteers. If you want to walk the talk and be able to sow Islam to our neighbors, inshallah. You can volunteer. You come and talk to me personally or go online. Volunteer at isnacanada.com, inshallah. Now, it's good that I plug in my programs. Alhamdulillah, mashallah. Coming back to Hadith al-Ifk. First of all, the scholars say, you know how Prophet Muhammad controlled himself. That means our leaders have to also control themselves. I don't want to act to the fuel, because if we got to be acting to everything, it's just like you're playing their games. Yes? But that's why there's judgment day shift. Yes? And that's why you're going to be going in your grave alone. And that's why you're going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Your posse will not help you, but you're going to stand in front of Allah. Did you spread this rumor? What was your intention? What was in your heart? You're among the mukadhibin now. You're among the fasiqin now. Congratulations, Shaykh. Is it really worth it? Isn't that what the enemies do? And that's what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do. He used to make sure, you know what? Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, is wallahi uji'uka darban. If a man comes to him, tell him something, he says, by Allah, I will hit you so hard, you will be in grave pain if what you're telling me is not true. That means what? He's not taking it for granted, but he's giving him a severe warning. If you come to tell me something, then rest assured that you will feel the wrath of the stick of Umar. Yes? Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu used to say, are you sure what you're saying? سَيَتَرَتَّبُ عَلَيْهِ أُمُورٌ كَثِيرًا. Are you sure what you're telling me? Because according to what you tell me, there is a lot of affairs and things that will be of the consequences of what you're telling me. But they never took it for granted, and they just said, you know what? That's what happened. That's exactly what it is. No, they had to verify it. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَتَبَيَّنُوا فَاتَعْقِيبُ. And it's فَتَبَيَّنُ. Decree it. Look into it. What happened? Look at how the Sahaba radwanallahu alayhi wa sallam put to bed the matters of fitna. It was the time of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu to be the Khalifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Umar radiallahu anhu was not the Khalifa. He was right next to him. A man came to him and he said, give me a piece of a land, and he was trying to argue that he deserved something. To Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. So Umar radiallahu anhu jumped in and defended that fact. That's not your right. And Umar radiallahu anhu, you know, we understand, waqaf inda al-haq. When it comes to truth, black and white, there's no gray. So he's arguing back and forth with Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, but who's answering? Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. Now that man, he wanted to start a feud between Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu and Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. So he says, azaban ya Amir, azaban ya Khalifa Rasulullah. He's talking to Umar now, says, أَأَنْتَ الْخَلِيفَةِ أَمْهُ. You're acting like the Khalifa. Who's trying? He's trying to add fuel to the Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. Oh, you're right. What, you're acting like Khalifa? And I'm right here in front of you? أَرْتَصْنِ يَعْنِي لَبِّسْنِي الْعِمَّةَ بَشَى. What, are you going to make a mockery of me now? I'm dead. I'm not even dead yet. Are you taking over? What did Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu say? He's adding fuel. Isn't that right? That's our job, yeah? Add fuel, man. Did you see the list? You see what happened? Are you doing this? Are you, people, let's defend them. Let's go. Let's do this. Let's do that. Yeah, fuel to the fire. Look at Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Put this fitna to bed. How short? He says, are you the Khalifa or huwa? Or him? He says, huwa insha. He said, finished. He says, he, if he wishes to be. Do you believe it? No, no, not us. What? Girl, no you didn't. No you didn't. You messing with me? Are you talking to me? You don't know who I am? Yeah, no, no. Not the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum ajma'in. Understanding, brothers? It's okay. So what do we do now? First of all, understand the facts first. And understand what happened before you even spread anything or forward an email or post to your social media. The social media now, mashallah, yani. It's a highway express for everything that happens. Because it's just a press of a button. Before they had to travel and spend. Now, alhamdulillah, you know, a long time ago, the balcony, when they see this picture, balconies open and they'll be talking to each other like this. Or they get the earring thingy, the long cup, and so then and listen. Yeah? Now they're from balcony to balcony and you see people talking. No, 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 they just have a WhatsApp group now. That's it. WhatsApp group. How to take somebody down. Boom. How to spread rumors and divide the ummah. Ding. How to take this part and take it out on these people. Ding. These people fired me, so let's get me back. Dung. These people took my opinion on the place and all of that. And Allah help us, wallahi. May Allah help you, Ayyashir. Allah help us, Muslim of Allah. Wallahi, I took an oath again. These people put more hours than this poor slave of Allah. And they're not hired. They're not paid. They're volunteering. You understand? They leave their family and friends and jobs to do things that most of us don't want to do. We don't want to do it. But when every chance we get, we nail them. Every chance we get. But not illa al-qaleel. May Allah make us among the few. May Allah have mercy upon our hearts, because we are going to be asked about everything we say and everything we do. So what do, Ya Sheikh? First of all, calm down. Calm down. Yes, don't add fuel to the fire. And don't listen to everything you hear. Tabayyan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tusibu qawman bijahala. He says, now you're going to harm people with what? He says, ignorance. He's telling you already, if you spread the rumors, you're a fasiq. And if you don't do it, you're a jahil. You don't follow that criteria. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't even spread, like a nafiq, Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu says, this person is a hypocrite. He's saying this is about you. He says, da'ni aqtulhu ya Rasulullah. Let me kill him. What did Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Yeah, go ahead, man, do it. He says, da'hu hatta la yaqul an-nas Muhammad yaqtul ashaba. No, wisdom, wisdom. He says, no, don't even harm this person. Why? Because I don't want people to say that I harm my friends and companions. Difference, Ya Sheikh. Why do you think they exceeded us? Why do you think they are going up to heaven before us? Why do you think they are, Allah chose them to be the company of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Because they were just lucky? No, Allah chose them, Ya Sheikh. Because the hearts of illnesses. Now here you go. This poor slave of Allah has always said this. No matter what color your skin is, no matter where you were born, no matter what language you speak, no matter. And Allah is my witness. Now I hear people saying that they want to get these people out and these people in. As a matter of fact, Prophet Muhammad ﷺ heard the same thing earlier on. He says the people, Ya ma'ashar al-muhajireen. They were fighting over the piece of water and they were who's drinking first and all of that. It's a long story. Now the people, oh people of muhajireen. What is your name? Come in my aid. I'm Muhajir. I'm amongst you. I'm your people. You have to come and defend me, man. Blindly. Yes? Is there isms in Islam, Ya Sheikh? No isms in Islam. قل إن كان آباؤكم وأبناؤكم وأخوانكم وأزواجكم وعشيرتكم وأقوال اقترفتموها وتجارة تخشون كسادها ومساكن ترضونها أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله وجاهدوا في سبيله فتربصوا. Right away, I talked about the 8 over 3. If your fathers are Abu in Ala wal Ibn wa in Dana, fathers, I mean, a lineage. You know what, man? And a bit of Tatusha Basha, Abash. Don't you know where I come from, man? Don't mess with me, dude. Children, the brethren, the tribe, spouses, money, businesses, dwellings, more beloved than Allah, than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and striving for his sake, then wait until Allah decrees the matter. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hears about the people saying, Ya ma'ashar al-muhajireen, come in my aid. Why? One of the Ansar is coming to nail me. Then he goes, Ya ma'ashar al-ansar. Now he's starting a war, man. It's the muhajireen against the Ansar. And the scholars say this is a shar'i terminology. Muhajireen and Ansar is mentioned. But are we going to use now Arab, Ajam? Arab, non-Arab? Are we going to use that, Sheikh? Not in this life. Not when this Muslim is alive. Why? Because he actually fought this rumor. Same will I. Same will this poor slave of Allah. I will never be able to accept it in this place. If anybody wants to deal with the fitna, you can come and talk to this poor slave of Allah. Talk to the people who happen. Ask questions before you spread rumors. Put them down. Put them out before you add to the fuel to the fire. What will you win, Ya Sheikh? What will you gain? You have to help, not hurt. Understand that fact? So we'll finish with this. What did Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam say when the people said, when the man says, Ya ma'ashir muhajireen, oh people muhajireen, those that come to migrate from Quraysh, Mecca, to Medina. And the other one says, Ya ma'ashir ansar, is this a favor, how you repay a favor? We took you in. We looked after you. Now ma'ashir ansar, come in my aid. What did Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? He says, Da'uha innaha muntina. أَفَبِدَعْوَةِ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ وَأَنَا بَيْنَ ظَهْرَانِيكُمْ. He says, you're still using the terminology of jahiliyyah, ignorance, before Islam. And I'm still alive. I'm here. I haven't gone yet. Human beings. We are human beings, ya Shaykh. But what did he say? His da'uha fa'innaha muntina. His leave that, isms. Leave that, where you come from. What country you where you come. And are you, do you speak this? Do you have this? What, you can marry my daughter or not? All of that stuff that we talked about before. He says, let it be. Let it go. Drop it. Because it's stinking, rotten aroma. So I'm going to ask you the same thing that what Prophet Muhammad asked us. دعوها فإنها منتنة. Let it go. Drop it. Otherwise, you'll be cutting your own, your tongue and your cheek. You don't want to do that, ya Shaykh. It's not worth it. Even if you have hidden agendas and whims and desires, illness of the heart, you've been oppressed or whatever it is, that's not the way you take your rights back. Again, help yourself by helping yourself, not to spread the rumors. فبينوا, look for the truth, and that's exactly what we're asking you to do. We thank everybody that has ever done anything good for this organization, no matter how bad, but their intention were good. We don't know what's in the hearts. We thank everyone that made this organization come true. No matter what mistakes, we're only human. We will take the good and leave the bad. That's the our attitude, ya Shaykh. So we take the good and leave the bad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clean us from the illness of the heart and the illness of the tongue. Unite us again. Come back with no rumors and no fitna. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy upon us all as he gathers in the dunya. He gathers with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to walk in his footsteps. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. يا ربنا لك الحمد كما يرضي لك ويرضى عليك سلطان اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الاولين والاخرين المرعمين اللهم انصر الاسلام وعز المسلمين واعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين واذل الشرك والمشركين اعداءك اعداء الدين اوقع الكافرين في الكافرين اوقع الظالمين في الظالمين واخرجنا من بينهم سالمين اللهم احفظنا بالاسلام قائمين واحفظنا بالاسلام قاعدين واحفظنا بالاسلام راقدين ولا تشرك بنا الاعداء والحاسدين اللهم احفظنا من بين ايدينا ومن خلفنا وعن ايماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ونعوذ بعظمتك ان نغتال من تحتنا اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وعاف مبتلانا ومبتلى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين واخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على اله وصحبه وتابعين.